Hey, everybody, it's Kyle. Dropping another special report here on the Popeye's chicken sandwich situation. I myself had tried to go to Popeye's probably about three times at lunchtime out where I work. And every time I went in there, man, there was a serpentine line in the restaurant and then a line outside around the corner. It was ridiculous. I thought a new Star Wars movie had come out and it was 1999 or something. But it wasn't. It was just the popularity of this chicken sandwich. So this last week, I woke up on Monday, and I said, man, I really want to get a hold of one of those sandwiches, man. I've heard they're really good, and didn't want to take my lunch in or anything like that. So, you know, I looked up who delivers Popeye's, as far as all these delivery services they have now. We use one at my work called Foodsby that's pretty good. Select group of restaurants every day, and then you pick from their menus. Pretty great stuff. But I found there was Postmates, and they do Popeye's. So if you sign up for an account, I think you get like $100 free credit in delivery fees, which it's $6 per delivery, so that's pretty good. Not quite 20, you know, deliveries that are paid for. So I said, well, I'll give it a try. So I signed up, went on the Popeye's menu that they have on Postmates, and they did not have the chicken sandwich on there, but you can actually add a menu item. So I went to Popeye's website, grabbed a picture, the description, all that, sent over that's what I wanted, and I wanted a side of the mashed potatoes and gravy, because that's pretty kick-ass at Popeye's. If you've never had it, I highly recommend it. And that's it. I put in for it, and I patiently waited. So, flash forward a couple hours after Popeye's finally opens at 11, and I get a text message from, I believe his name was Grant at Postmates, saying that he had to stand in line. He was standing in line to get the chicken sandwich at Popeye's. So I felt like a total dick, for sure. I'm not going to lie about it, even though I know he's getting paid and all that stuff, but, you know, and you can tip him and stuff, but I still kind of felt like a butthole. Anyway, I say, well, yeah, man. Actually, he's like, do you want the spicy or the regular? And I said, oh, definitely the spicy and no pickles. And he was like, all right, cool, man. It's just taking me a little longer, and then I'll be over there to get it to you. And so probably about half hour later, I got a message that he was getting ready to deliver to my location. So I went downstairs, met him. I didn't really have any cash to tip him, so I was a little freaked out about that because I was like, man, I really want to give this guy a tip. The good news is they send you an email message afterwards, and you can tip him there. So that was pretty great. I gave him a couple bucks for that. Took the sandwich up to my desk. Smelled fantastic. Looked fantastic. Of course, the potatoes were a freaking mess inside the bag, but, you know, you're delivering mashed potatoes and gravy. Sometimes things are going to happen. And I will tell you all about the chicken sandwich right after this quick ad. Okay, and we're back. So here I am sitting at my desk editing some video. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to work through lunch, so I'll eat while I work. And opened everything up, got ready to eat it. And the chicken sandwich, first off, I mean, from first sight, you can tell it's way bigger than a Chick-fil-A sandwich or even a Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich, which I love. But it's definitely bigger. And it's definitely crispier. It's going to be more like that Wendy's chicken sandwich than a Chick-fil-A sandwich. I like Chick-fil-A sandwich also. I'm not talking about their politics, but I like their sandwich pretty well. It does sometimes, you know, like the breading kind of is soggy though. It's not crispy and crunchy. This sucker's crispy and crunchy. For the spicy version, they put like a Louisiana spice mayo on it, and it's zesty. Definitely. If you're familiar with Popeye's chicken and you've had Popeye's spicy chicken, you're A-okay with it. Or if you're cool with the original Louisiana hot sauce or like Frank's Red Hot, then you're going to be fine. So no problem there. So I took a bite out of that sucker. And again, I can't get over how big it is. It's really big. And man, was it good. It was so good. I mean, as soon as I took the first bite, I had to take another one right away. And it was just delicious. I know you're going, geez, Kyle, it's a chicken sandwich from a fast food restaurant. It is. But I can tell you, beyond a doubt, It was amazing. So then I broke into the taters and gravy, polished that sucker off like right away. It's not a huge portion, so it's pretty easy to go through that. But man, I love those. And then I went back and finished the sandwich. I didn't put anything else on it except the sauce that came on it. The bun was really tasty and flavorful. I mean, it's just good. It's a great sandwich, period. I will go ahead on record right now and say, out of any chicken sandwich I've ever had, I'm pretty sure this is the best chicken sandwich. And I'm talking expensive restaurant chicken sandwiches too. This sucker blows them all away. And now here's the bad news. The bad news is that I got this on Monday at work. Tuesday, Popeyes announced that they are not going to carry the chicken sandwich starting immediately. I heard a lot of different things, but there is even a rumor out there that Chick-fil-A bought up all the chicken from that same supplier, so they can't, which it's believable, man, because I'll tell you right now, I haven't tried the regular one, but if this spicy one I tried is any signal, dude, this blows away anything at freaking Chick-fil-A and anywhere else that's a chicken restaurant that I know of the major chains. So I highly recommend it. I highly suggest it. They said that they are going to be re-releasing the sandwich, and when they re-release the sandwich, it won't be limited time. It'll be permanently. They'll carry it on their menu. So if you get a chance, folks, I know you can't right now, because there's lunatics that are selling these things for like $7,000 on fucking eBay. I know. Of course there is, right? But if you were to get a chance, or when it comes back and you can have one, I highly recommend it if that's your kind of thing. But that's all I got for this special report. I appreciate you all listening. Again, please rate or review. Go and leave a voice message on our anchor.fm site. I'll put that link in here as well. And we'll see you guys again real soon. But until then, get off my lawn.